Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of December. I am Paul White. Couple announcements I want to make for you. One is we have had a time change on Friday night's meeting in Prosperity, South Carolina. I will be there now at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We originally had that meeting for next Friday night at 7, but we have pulled it back 30 minutes. So we will be meeting 6:30 p.m. Prosperity, South Carolina. Details on my website. Prosperity is just a little community outside of Columbia. This is a group that is now beginning to meet weekly, and we have agreed to come in and meet monthly. So in 2021, we are going to try to meet each month with the group from, they're all really from Chapin, South Carolina, which is a little bigger community on the edge of Columbia, which most of you have heard of. And we are going to be with them once a month in 2021. At least that's the plan. We will not always be meeting in this location. This is a little different scenario. This is a neutral site. It's a church hosting us or letting us use their building. We will be meeting regularly in Chapin in a clubhouse meeting, and everyone in that area, we encourage you to come out 6:30 next Friday night. Special treat, Obe and Amber Brown will be with me, and they will be leading us in a few worship songs before we share the word. So this is going to be a fun Friday night. Come and be with us if you can. We have added one more meeting to the schedule for the month of December. We will be having our North Georgia monthly meeting on Sunday night, December the 27th. We will meet at 6 p.m. Our group seems to want to be falling in around 6, so we're going to try that again this month. We did that last month as well. 6 p.m. on the 27th of December. This is at our normal Sterling-on-the-Lake Clubhouse Theater location. Details on our website or our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. And come be with us. This is such a fun time. I know that's Christmas weekend. If you just had enough of Christmas on Friday and want to get away, come be with us in that meeting. It should be an awesome time, and I'll fill you in on the calendar in January as it fleshes out. I know we do have the Chapin, South Carolina meeting ready to announce, but I'll save that for another day. Speaking of announcements, on Saturday, I always tell you what's coming up on Sunday. We drop the full-length sermon every Sunday. This is perfect timing. Yesterday was long-form Friday. I sat down and did about an hour's worth of conversation with my dad, Rick White. We did that on the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I stayed that weekend because he had me to preach on Sunday morning after Thanksgiving. Perfect timing. That Sunday morning sermon is up tomorrow on paulwhiteministries.com. It's available at our YouTube page, PWM. And the audio version is available wherever you're listening to this DDP. Tomorrow, there'll be a full-length sermon from Poplar Bluff, Missouri, and the message is titled, man, we had so much fun with this. We titled the message, Rebuild the Tabernacle of David. Dad requested me to minister on that topic. He had heard me preach that before. He felt like he had taken his church to that specific spot in their journey, and he wanted me to minister on that. I'm so excited when I get asked to minister on something specifically. And so I gave it all I had, and I think it turned out pretty good. I think you're going to enjoy it. If you've heard my sermon before on the Tabernacle of David or David's Tabernacle, this is an updated version. In fact, I had someone in the building who was part of our ministry a decade ago and had heard that sermon 5 or 6 years ago, and said on his way out the door, that sermon was 10 years in the making, the way you preach that today. And I took that as a high compliment because I love to advance. And so I think you are going to be blessed when you watch Rebuild the Tabernacle of David tomorrow on all of our platforms. For today, I'll spend the next 2 or 3 minutes setting us up for what will be a several days journey in Isaiah 5. Now, I say several days because there's something pretty remarkable that happens in Isaiah 5 that gets reinterpreted in the New Testament. And since we are looking at Old Testament stories through a New Covenant lens, I can't possibly skip the parable of Isaiah 5, which is God's vineyard. My Bible actually calls it God's disappointing vineyard. That's probably not a bad description. I want to encourage you, give you a little homework. Read Isaiah chapter 5 if you can. It will set you up for Isaiah chapter 6, which makes sense chronologically, but it will set you up in a way that is a little bit unexpected. The part that I really will focus on for the next couple of days is the first 16 or 17 verses or so. So really hone in on that today, as that will be where we'll really concentrate the next few days. The reason I'm doing this is because when you get into the Gospels, begin to follow the journey of Jesus, Matthew, Mark, and Luke all have Jesus telling a parable of the vineyard. John doesn't. My reasons that I think John doesn't is eschatological, because I believe that the vineyard parable is a message to national Israel as a religious institution, not as a country on the planet. They weren't a country on the planet in that day. But as a religious institution, it is a message to them of the pending judgment that's going to come against them because of their vineyard, because of what they've done with their vineyard, with the sun that visits the vineyard. The first vineyard parable prophecy is here in Isaiah 5. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, Jesus reiterates it. You might ask, why then do you think it's eschatological? Because John doesn't include it. Well, my reasons for that is because I believe John writes the Gospel of John. I personally put the Gospel of John post AD 70, after the fall of the temple. And I think it's why there's no eschatology in the book of John. Now, some say, well, John doesn't write eschatology because he writes the book of Revelation. But I think they're two separate things. I'm not concerning myself with whether or not Revelation is his Olivet Discourse or his eschatology. I believe that John leaves the eschatology out because the eschatology spoken of in Matthew, Mark, and Luke had already happened by the time John wrote his letter. And in order to convince someone to believe in Jesus, which is what John says he's doing, he doesn't need the eschatological parables. So he leaves out stuff like the parable of the vineyard, which Matthew, Mark, and Luke include. And I think Matthew in particular is written with a Jewish audience in mind. So tomorrow we're going to read Matthew chapter 21. Here's your other piece of homework. We're going to read Matthew chapter 21, verses 33 to 46. We're going to review the vineyard parable, and then over the next several days, we're going to go review the Isaiah 5 prophecy of the vineyard parable, and I think you're going to see something pretty spectacular. We'll get started on that work tomorrow. We'll see you then. God bless.